Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schutz for Abimori Matshiyichiu, Suschayu Chavitveg, Vasum Hadis Vasu, the Nishmas Marasesa Vasushmor, Rechan Vaskiona. Maras Alpachan is Rechmeir Zev, and it's based on the Torah of Reino Hagain, Fal Moshe Luria Zetzal. The Gemara Meseches Avodah Zarah tells us that after the mission says that Rechmeir says that it's prohibited to do business with pagans 3 days before the emperor's birthday and the day of his death. And Chachamim say that business is forbidden before the anniversary of the emperor's death only if the death was marked by the burning of his personal articles. The Gemara says, from the Mishnah that follows, that Rav Meir maintains, Laishna Mishish Basiv Lashmishem Basreif, it makes no difference whether the death of the emperor was accompanied by the burning of his articles or not. Polchi Ba'ala Vedas Kochavim, either way, the pagans worship their deity on the anniversary of his death. Alma, so according to Rav Meir, we see that the burning of the king's article is Lav Chukahu, is not an idolatrous ritual. Since Rav Meir applies the prohibition in the case of an emperor whose articles were not burned, it's clear that in this view, the anniversary of any emperor's death was automatically designated an idolatrous festival. So Rav Meir doesn't necessarily regard the burning as a religious ritual and the people perform to the sake of the pagan deity. It could be a secular display of honor to their king, which they carried out only if they considered the king important. When you burn his stuff, you're showing nobody is important like him. So according to Rav Meir, we see that the burning of a king's article is not an idolatrous ritual. The burning of the king's articles is an idolatrous ritual. So the Gemara challenges this explanation of the rabbi's opinion. Vatanya was taught in the Braisa, so from Amalach, and we burn a king's articles for the honor of the deceased Jewish kings. And it's not considered the ways of the Amorite. It's not Aser. V'chukahu. If it's the burning of the king articles is an idolatrous ritual, how can we burn the articles of a Jewish king? It says, so Gemara answers, according to all, it's not an idolatrous ritual, it's only a means of displaying the importance of the king. And the argument here is that Rav Meir holds that it makes no difference whether the death of the emperor was accompanied by the burning of his articles, or whether his death was not accompanied by the burning of his articles. It can be assumed that the pagans worship their deity on at the anniversary of his death. And the rabbis held that if his death was accompanied by burning, it is evidently important to them, and hence they worship their deity on the anniversary. If they didn't burn, then it was not important to them, and hence they do not worship their deity. Ad kan midivrei kachay shel ha gemore. In Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil Oikrin says in the Braisa there that you uproot you hamstring the animal when the king dies. So the Gemara asks, so Tosfos asks, you're hurting the animal when you're Oikr Al HaMalachim. The tendon is cut above the hoof. So you do that when the king died. They used to do that when the king died. So says the Gemara, says Tosfos, you're talking about Milo Paruch Veket Tzar Balei Chaim. What about Tzar Balei Chaim? Like we have the Gemara ask this later on. So why don't we ask it here? So Bishleima Mishum Bal Tashlis Leka Kevin Delikvodo Shalom Elechoisin Kin Ein Kanash Chosa Elavik Motachrichin Shalom Amana Elat Sar Balei Chaim Echutar. So Bishlam about Tashkis isn't a problem because it's doing Lechvod HaShel Melech, and there's no Hashchasa, just like they do Tachrichin Lameis. You'll add a very expensive Tachrichin, but it's not considered Al Tashkis. But Tzar Ba'alei Chaim, how's that permitted? Causing pain to the animal. Shlomo Shani covered a Melech should cover the Kol Yisrael, Vasi covered Rabin, Dochuk Kvod Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. No. The honor of the king is the honor of all the Jewish people. And Kavodat Sibur is Deiche Tsar Baalei Chaim. Kavodat Sibur is Deiche Tsar Baalei Chaim. So, Midivrei HaTosfos, we see that there's no Tsar Baalei Chaim. It's because the essay of Kavod HaMelech is Deiche the Yisr. It's mashma, otherwise, there'd be no head there. However, in the Sefer Isser VeHeter in Siman and Tes, he writes that from Tosis we see that if you have any benefit, any gain, there's no Tsar Baalei Chaim. Frekta Noida Yehuda in Siman Yud in Yeredeya, that from Tosis you see not like that. Tosis you see only because of Kavod HaMelech it's Mutter, but otherwise there'd be no Heter, even though it's Letzorech Kavod HaMelech. So you can't say if there's any benefit, it's okay, only because there's a mitzvah involved. And he answers that Kanireh, the Yisr VeHeter, was miscarving to the words of the Piskei Tosfos, who write, Tzar Baalei Chaim Eino Aser Elekin Shemitzara B'li Revach. That Tzar Baalei Chaim is only Aser when there's Tzar without any benefit. However, from the Yisr VeHeter, we see that he took his din out of Tosfos, not out of the Piskei HaTosfos. And not only that, the Piskei HaTosfos is based on Tosfos. So how does the Piskei HaTosfos take out from Tosfos what the note of Yehuda, how does the Piskei Tosfos take out from Tosfos what he says? Tosfos says it's only Mutter Letzorech Kavod HaMelech for the mitzvah's Deiche, and Piskei Tosfos paskins any Revach. That's not what Tosfos says. And you see from the Gemara, it's not mashma like that. It's even Letzorech Revach, even if you have any benefit, it's not Mutter to have Tzar Baalei Chaim. We see in Chulin Dav Zayin, that even though there were mules that were dangerous animals, they were causing damage. So the Gemara says, so karnal who I'll remove their hooves. So they'll be unable, Rav Yehuda HaNasi said, I'll remove their hooves, they'll be unable to cause, kick and cause damage. So Pinchas ben Pinchas ben Yair said to him, no. You're not allowed to do that because it's Tzar Baalei Chaim. So you see that even in the case of benefit, there's still an Isser of Tzar Baalei Chaim, not like the Piskei HaTosfos. Also, we have a Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Chav that says that talking about being memayit b'chalon, to make the window smaller so that tumah doesn't pass through. There has to be an open space of an amal ama. So what's memayit the tumah? So Gemara says that that's an aver medoldo. A dangling aver. So Gemara says, yeah, but he'll slaughter the animal. The Gemara says, if I aver by busing with the Mehem, Machai, Arco. So, and a limb or flesh dangling from an animal or a beast reduces the dimensions of the window. So the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, why should this be so? The animal can arise and escape, and therefore it shouldn't be considered part of the window. The Gemara says, no. Bikshura, it's talking about if it's tied up. Shachitle, yeah, but the owner of the animal will take it and slaughter it. And therefore he's not going to be mevatel there. He's not going to leave it there. And says the Gemara, the tame, it's talking about an animal that's tame, he's not going to shecht it. Akopanim is davinle, he's going to sell it, so he's not mevatel it. And says the Gemara, the kalnisa, it's a very thin type of bird. It's not royal shemad. And asks the Gemara, yav leilinuka. Oh, and I mama skipped in the Gemara. Shachad lay yishlten of yochlenu. I skipped to the next part. Sorry, yishlten of yochlenu is Gemara tmeya. So mazmele is sell to a koi bekusha. It's talking about where the animal is very skinny. He's not going to ask the Gemara pasik shadilei, but he's going to be leklavim. So he's going to cut off a piece and send to the dogs. So Gemara says no. Okay, but nikitzar balei chayim lo avid. Since this is tzar balei chayim, he's not going to cut it off. So you see from this Gemara that even though he has the benefit that he wants to feed it to the dogs, nevertheless, the Gemara says that it's still aser al tzar balei chayim. So you see again that even if there's benefit, there's still a tzar balei chayim problem. Well, ve'etzem, we find the machlokas rishonim and achronim as well. In Shabbos, Rav Kufnun Dalid, Sechas Shabbos, it says there, Rav Gamliel, ha'isachamara tuna dvash, v'lo yachol lifrak b'Shabbos, v'aisa tuna kach kol ha'Shabbos. So you had this animal that was loaded with honey as Shabbos began, but he didn't want to unload the donkey until Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, the animal died. So the Gemara says, "I vayke tzar balei chayim." There's the issue of causing suffering of a living creature, which is aser midai raisa. Rashi says he should have allowed the honey to fall onto pillows and cushions, thus violating the merely rabbinic iser of mevatel kli meichano, rather than leave the donkey loaded the entire Shabbos and violating the raisa of causing pain to a living creature. So he's not gonna, you don't have to throw it to the ground mamish and break it, but at least throw it on the pillows. So vayka tzar balei chayim, this is the Gemara kasaba, tzar balei chayim d'rabbanan. So tzar balei chayim is only d'rabbanan. And therefore, it's not derech of the other derabbanan and mevat the kli and meichanim. But what do we see from this Gemara? It says the Ramban that the kasha of the Gemara is not that he should be over in this derabbanan. But rather, it's referring to what it says earlier in the Gemara. What does it say earlier in the Gemara? Gemara says, we learn in the Mishnah, not the kelim, and he tell him, you may take off any utensils that may normally be moved on Shabbos. Since honey is edible, it's not muksa, and you can take it off the donkey. So why do Rabbi Gamliel not do so? The Gemara says, kisha hidvish, the honey soured him is muksa. Hidvish l'maychazi. Why is it spoiled honey? Why was Rabbi Gamliel transporting it? And so the Gemara, like tisa began, it could be applied as a salve to the abrasions on a camel's back, and that's why he was transferring it. In fact, the Gemara, the Yatir Chavalim Vidlu Sakam, he should have loosened the ropes and allowed the sacks containing honey to fall to the ground. And just the Gemara Mitzduru Zike, the sacks would have split open and the honey would have been ruined. For the Gemara Vyari Karmiksasis Yanech Tachtem, he should have brought pillows and cushions and placed them beneath the containers. Says the Gemara Mitanfi Vakamavata Klimechanai. So the pillows and cushions would have been soiled from spillage and he would thereby nullify the preparedness of the vessel. In fact, the Gemara Vayka Tzar Balei Chayim, but there's still Tzar Balei Chayim involved. So the Ramban understands the kasha of Tzar Balei Chayim, not that he should be over in Nisdur Abanan, but rather, if there's Tzar Balei Chayim, so he should Yatir Chavalim Viplo Asakin, let them fall to the ground, that is, let them lose the money. That's the Gemara's shayla. Let him lose money. There's Tzar Balei Chayim involved. So you see from here that even though there's Hefsed Mammon, we're still Choshesh with Tzar Balei Chayim. So you would say that if there's a Revach, there's a gain, There's no paratzah al balechem. You see here that there is, according to the Ramban's understanding of the Gemara. Whereas the Ritva learns, no, that we're not asking him to lose money, but rather to be mevato kli meichanoi, be over in the Yisid Rabbanan, mevato kli meichanoi, and it'll fall on the pillows. Rashi writes, v'ketzar balechem, v'leisi d'arayis et l'tchir Rabbanan, b'tel kli meichanoi. And so says the Ritva. Ritva says, l'ini ritvi Rashi ikar, v'zafilu mandem v'tzar balechem in a Torah, that's shalom tzarech tashmisho, aval tzarech tashmisho, it's mutter. So we see here again a machlekes, it's tzar balei chayim mutter. Rashi in the Ritva holds that it is b'makom shel, if you have a place of personal gain, and the Ramban holds that it is not. The Ritva writes, for linear div Rashi yikam shem dafil tzar balei chayim in a Torah, hani milu shalom tzarech tashmisho shel adam, aval tzarech tashmisho v'shmiris m'maynay, v'adai shari, dim loikein asr lahatin chamor b'rei chayim. Mishum tzar balei chayim. If there's no benefit for a per, if there's benefit for a person, tzar balei chayim is aser. So how, pray tell, are you allowed to have a donkey work at the grindstone? Ayat tzar balei chayim kim tken. So therefore, what's the kasha of tzar balei chayim is that not that he should lose because it's Tzar Balei Chaim, but he should move out the Kli Meichano because it's Tzar Balei Chaim. Despite the Tzar Balei Chaim, because Tzar Balei Chaim, he should be an over an Isser. But not that he should lose. You're allowed to cause Tzar Balei Chaim if you're going to have a gain, and that's why you're allowed to be Matchin Berei Chaim. You're allowed to have a donkey work the grindstone, do hard work. So from the fact that Ritva writes, from the case of Matchin Berei Chaim, L'chor ain't a moving kolkach. Im ken yik sheikh mutu b'chala b'ru Balei Chaim. Now, why does he bring dafka this inyan of matchino berei chayim? Pashat. Otherwise, how are you allowed to bechlal be oved bebalei chayim? You're mitzar the balei chayim, so it must be that avoid is not called tsar, or because mizanoisav alav, and that's what he's working for his money. He's working for his food. So maybe the Ritva said matchino berei chayim because it's an especially hard work. So there's great tzar balei chayim, and you see from here that even though it's so hard, the tzarcho it's still mutter. So we have to understand shitas haRamban. How can the Ramban hold that if it's for your own needs, it's aser? Why not? You're allowed to work your animal. So you're allowed to even have him do very hard work, because if it's for your benefit, it's mutter. The gra is a little bit tamua in Ebenezer Simon Hay. The Rama brings there das yisur v'heter that when there's a rebach mamon, ein yisur tzar balei chayim. He writes. So, the Rama brings the Yisr V'Heter that when there's Revach Mamon, there's no Yisr Tzar Balei Chaim. He writes anything that's needed for Refuah or the Sha'ar Dvarim. There's no Isser Tzar Balei Chaim, and therefore you're allowed to pluck the feathers of a living geese, and there is no Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim. And that the Bir Hagra writes that the Yesod HaDin is from the fact that the Gemara asks, Vayikat Tzar Balei Chaim. Ve'echtana batchila. What does the gra mean? The gra's kavana is often satum. L'chayra, what the gra means is that the kash of the Gemara is only that there's tzar balei chayim now. But the Gemara doesn't ask in the first place, how did Rabbi Gamliel load up the animals with the honey? So behechreach, because there's toelus, it's mutter, and there's no isser at all. So that's how he was allowed to put it on in the first place. The Gemara only asked later, "Ah, but how could he leave it on with such a heavy load? It's tzar balei chayim, and therefore, like Rashi says, so knock it off. Let the raisi tzar balei chayim be doche the derabbanan of bitul kli meichanei." So from the fact that he was toying in the first place, he loaded up in the first place, it must be that l'toyela tzar balei chayim is a mutter. Well, l'chayra is this raya is a raya tzmua. This is a difficult to understand raya. Chamor la'amul yulad, what's tzar balei chayim? That's why he's here. He's here to work. Also, there's this schar mezonosav, we're feeding him. So he should work for his money. So pukhazi. The Rambam holds that even if the Ramban holds that even though there's a hefsed mamon, it's aser. You're now allowed to do tzar balei chayim b'makom hefsed mamon. And yet, he still allows you to load up the animal. So if it's Mishum Avoida, there's no Isur Tzar Balei Chaim. So it's a little bit difficult to understand the Raya of the Grof and the fact that you loaded up the animal. That's not considered Tzar Balei Chaim. That's Lamal Yulad. Tzar Balei Chaim is causing him unnecessary pain. But that this isn't, to have him work a little bit is not called Tzar. And also, like we said before, mizanosav olav. You have to feed the animal. So once you have to feed the animal, so then let him work for his food. We also find the machlokas achronim from the Rama, brings the name of the Trumas Hadeshen, that mutter limrod, you're allowed to pluck the feathers. Because you need the feathers for a quill for writing. However, the Berahetev sends you to Yoredeya, Simon Chavdal at Sif Kut and Test. There he writes that it's aser of a limrod notes mitzayim mechayim mikinafea letzarech ksiva aser mishum tzar balei chayim. So he brings that it's aser. So shita samayr in the name of the Ma'arit. Shita samayrit, even if there's revach, even if there's gain. It's Aser, he argues with the Trumas Hadeshen. We have to understand, the Yisr Behet there is Matir, and he proves this from Tosfos. Or at least Piskei HaTosfos. So what's the Ma'arit going to answer? The opinion of the Rambam also requires explanation, as the Gra already noted in Choshen Mishpat Siman Reish Ayin Beis. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says in the Gemara, Shaila of Tzar Balei Chayim is Dairaiser Dirabonan. Midivrei Rambam, the Perikof Aleph Mehilchus Shabbos, it's Mashma that he's Poseik. Shetzar balei chayim zedoy raisa, shalei katav sham, shezedoy chay iser mevato kli meichanoi, which is the rabbanon. Ukekushes hagemara, aliba de Rashi. So on the tzad that it's the gemara's teretz is that it's only the rabbanon tzar balei chayim. Rabbi Gamliel holds it that way, but the Rambam holds your ladavi mevato kli meichanoi. So apparently tzar balei chayim is doy raisa. However, in the 14th parak of Roitzeach Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, "Shima behemish el akum roiveset tachas masa, ein od sarach litopela." So, if you have an animal of a guy that's crumbling under his burden, collapsing under the burden, you don't have to help. You don't even have to preek. You don't even have to unload the animal. Tzar Baalei Chaim is Daraisa. Who cares that it belongs to a non-Jew? It's only you don't have to help because it belongs to a non-Jew. You're not chayav to this chesed for the non-Jew. But what about Tzar Baalei Chaim Daraisa? It must be that it's not. So the Kesef Mishnah already notes that he says the Rambam is only referring to Tiina. However, the Gra proves that no. That the Rambam says that he learns B'stimus Lashon HaRambam, that he's talking afilu lifroik. Even to unburden the animal, you don't have to. And it's Takas Tir in the Rambam. The Rambam holds in Ochel Shabbos, Tzar Baalei Chaim Daraisa, and the Rambam holds here that it's not. So, Amir Tashem, in the next shir, we will resolve these issues, B'li Neder, in the coming segment. And I just want to thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And we should be zocha lomod v'lamed lishmor v'lasos v'lekayim es kol divrei samu tarasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.